BBC Media Action Charity lost 8% income after Trump's USAID aid freeze. By Wendell Hasebo on February 6, 2025. President Donald Trump's 90-day freeze of foreign aid dramatically impacted the budget of BBC Media Action, a standalone charity that uses media to allegedly promote global democracy alongside the BBC World Service. The BBC has covered Trump with negative news coverage for years and recently admitted it was hesitant to report on the Hunter Biden laptop story because it was allegedly Russian disinformation, a false narrative spun by Politico and 51 former intel officials. BBC Media Action's loss of income is a part of Trump's broader freeze of United States Agency for International Development, USAID, aid, which cut $268 million from media outlets in more than 30 countries. According to the agency's 2025 foreign aid budget reported by Reporters Without Borders, RWB. USAID's 2023 fact sheet, taken offline due to the hold, boasted the agency supported 6,200 journalists, 707 news outlets, 279 media sector civil society organizations, the Columbia Journalism Review reported. USAID has been paying media organizations to publish their propaganda, Elon Musk posted on X. BBC Media Action, which claims to support local media around the world to supply trusted information, announced on Thursday it lost American taxpayer dollars that amounted to 8% of its income in 2023 to 2024. "We're doing everything we can to minimize the impact on our partners and the people we serve," it said in a statement. "As the BBC's international charity, we are completely separate from BBC News and wholly reliant on our donors and supporters to carry out our work." Globalists claim those impacted by the cuts are journalists countering foreign propaganda. But many argue the USAID, reportedly a shell organization for CIA messaging, spent taxpayer money that pushed a left-wing narrative. USAID, like the National Endowment for Democracy, are well-documented CIA fronts that are designed to manipulate other countries' internal politics for the benefits of DC elites and nobody else in the US. Both agencies have wrought destruction and can't die soon enough, Intercept co-founder Glenn Greenwald said on X. J. Michael Waller, author of Big Intel, How the CIA and FBI Went from Cold War Heroes to Deep State Villains, said that USAID is not a front for the CIA. "It's worse than that. USAID became its own unaccountable covert operations agency," he said. USAID ran covert ops without a presidential finding as required by law. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.